Episode 4 of Nanocruising, titled Sailing Freedom, exploring open dinghy options for your next adventure, with your host Stefan Marceau.
Oi sailors, welcome back to another exciting episode of Nanocruising, your ultimate guide to the world of dinghy cruising and trailer sailing. Today, we're setting sail on a voyage of discovery as we explore the wide array of dinghies perfectly suited for cruising adventures on the open water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor seeking a new vessel for your next expedition, or a budding adventurer looking to embark on your maiden voyage, this episode is for you. Join us as we navigate through the intricacies of dinghy designs, from sleek and nimble craft to sturdy and seaworthy vessels capable of tackling any challenge the lakes and oceans throws their way. From classic designs steeped in maritime tradition to cutting-edge innovation pushing the boundaries of performance and comfort, there's a dinghy out there for every sailor and every adventurer. So hoist your sails, trim your sheets, and get ready to explore the possibilities as we dive into the world of cruising. So, you've caught the sailing bug, and you're ready to embark on your very own dinghy cruising adventure. But where do you start when it comes to choosing the right dinghy for your needs? Fear not, fellow sailors, because in this episode, we'll be covering the essential factors to consider when selecting a suitable dinghy for dinghy cruising. In today's episodes, we'll mostly cover a range of open dinghies. And we're really covering buying versus building. Building is a whole host of different sets. And what I really want is for you to get on the water quickly and cheaply. Of course, the easiest way to get on quickly and cheaply is probably to go with a kayak or a canoe. But we won't really cover that. That's really the simple way to get going. First, let's talk about size and design. When it comes to choosing a dinghy for dinghy cruising, size matters. You'll want a dinghy that strikes the perfect balance between being spacious enough to accommodate your needs and compact enough to be easily manageable both on and off the water. Consider factors such as hull shape, rigging options, and cockpit size when evaluating different dinghies. Now let's talk about durability and construction. Dinghy cruising can be demanding on both you and your dinghy, so it's important to choose a vessel that can withstand the rigors of life on the water. Look for dinghies made from durable materials such as fiberglass, aluminum, or rotomolded plastic, and pay attention to the quality of construction and material used. Another important factor to consider is versatility and adaptability. You'll want a dinghy that can handle a wide range of sailing conditions and environments, from coastal waters to choppy seas. Look for features such as retractable centerboards or adjustable rigging options that allow you to customize the dinghy's performance to suit your preferences and sailing style. Last and not least, consider the ease of transport and storage when choosing a dinghy for dinghy cruising. Whether you're trailer sailing or moving your dinghy between different locations, you'll want a vessel that is easy to transport and store. Look for lightweight dinghy options or features such as folding and nesting hulls that make transport or storage more convenient. Let's dive right in and take a closer look at some of the popular dinghy options for dinghy cruising. They're not all of them, obviously. There's a lot more. From classic designs to modern innovations, there's a dinghy out there for every sailor and every adventurer. We'll review the unique features and characteristics of each dinghy so you can learn how to evaluate the suitability for your cruising needs. First off, we have the Laser. It's a classic single-headed dinghy known for its simplicity and performance. There's nothing simpler than this. With its sleek design and responsive handling, the Laser is a favorite among solo sailors and competitive racers alike. But is it the right choice for dinghy cruising? Let's find out. It was first developed in the 1970s, in Montreal, I believe. The Laser quickly gained much popularity as single-handed racing denny, renowned for its simplicity, performance, and versatility. With its sleek design and responsive handling, the Laser has become a favorite among sellers of all skill levels around the world. Some of its key features and characteristics that make the Laser an attractive option for dinghy cruising are simplicity. The Laser's straightforward rigging and minimalist design made it easy to sell and maintain, ideal for sailors seeking simplicity and ease of use. It's really just a massive boom and a sail, really. Very simple. Performance. With its responsive hull and powerful sail plan, the Laser offers exciting performance on the water, allowing sailors to zip across the waves with speeds and agility. It's a really fun boat to sail. It makes you feel like an Olympic sailor when you're on this. Versatility. While primarily known as a racing dinghy, the Laser's versatility also makes it suitable for cruising adventures. Its lightweight construction and compact size makes it easy to transport and launch, opening up a world of cruising possibilities for you. Many sailors have discovered the joy of dinghy cruising aboard the Laser, using its nimble handling and efficient design to explore coastal waters, inland lakes, and beyond. I am one of them. It's really the first boat I started. And I wasn't racing, I was just cruising around, really, the Tron Islands and such. It's versatile and simple. So for dinghy cruising, the Laser's compact size and maneuverability makes it perfect for day sailing excursion, allowing sailors to explore new waters and enjoy the thrill of sailing in a responsive and exciting dinghy. For weekend cruising, with a little bit of creativity and ingenuity, the Laser can also be adapted for weekend cruising adventures. While its limited storage space may pose quite the challenge, many sailors have found a way to pack essentials for overnight trips and even extended cruising adventures. Next, we have the Hobie Cat, a catamaran-style dinghy that offers stability and speed for cruising and racing. With its twin hulls and trampoline deck, the Hobie Cat is perfect for sailing in shallow waters and exploring hidden coves. But how does it stack up as a dinghy cruiser? Let's take a closer look. So the Hobie Cat is a brand of catamaran sailboats. They're designed for recreational sailing and racing. Developed by Hobie Alter in the 1960s, the Hobie Cat quickly gained popularity for its innovative design, simplicity, and versatility. With its twin hulls and trampoline-style deck, the Hobie Cat offers a stable platform for sailing in a wide range of conditions. Some of its features and characteristics are trampoline deck. Instead of a traditional cockpit, the Hobie Cat features a trampoline deck that spans between the two hulls. This open design provides ample space for passengers to sit, lounge, or even sleep while cruising. Easy rigging and setup. The Hobie Cat is known for its simple rigging and setup, making it easy to launch and sail even for beginners. With a lightweight mast and sail, the Hobie Cat can be quickly rigged and ready to sail in minutes. Beach launching. One of the advantages of the Hobie Cat is its ability to be launched directly from the beach. The lightweight hulls and shallow draft allow sailors to easily push the boat into water without the need for a boat ramp or a dock. Adaptability. While primarily designed for recreational sailing and racing, the Hobie Cat can also be adapted for cruising adventures. Many sailors outfit their Hobie Cat with storage bags, coolers, and other accessories to accommodate longer trips on the water. For coastal explorations, the Hobie Cat's shallow drafts and maneuverability makes it well-suited for exploring coastal waters, including bay, inlets, and estuaries. Sailors can navigate shallow channels and explore hidden coves that larger boats may not be able to access. With its lightweight construction and beach launching capability, the Hobie Cat is also ideally suiting for highland hopping adventures. Sailors can hop from one island to the next, exploring remote beaches and snorkeling spots along the way. While lacking the cabin of traditional cruising boats, the Hobie Cat can still be used for weekend getaway. Many sailors pack camping gear and provisions into their Hobie Cats for overnight trips to nearby islands or secluded anchorages. Overall, the Hobie Cat offers an exciting adventure options for dinghy cruising, combining the thrill of sailing with the freedom to explore coastal waters and beyond. Whether you're seeking a day of fun in the sun or a weekend escape to paradise, the Hobie Cat is ready to take you on your next sailing adventure. If you want to see something pretty impressive, Sam Holmes on YouTube has crossed the Gulf Stream to the Bahamas on a Hobie Cat. It's a pretty interesting video, and then he spent some time in the Bahamas, so definitely you can cruise with that. And we also have the RS Sailing Dinghies. It's a range of dinghies designed for cruising, racing, and recreational sailing. From the nimble RS Aerial to the versatile RS Quest, RS Sailing offers a dinghy for every sailor and every adventurer. But which RS dinghy is right for your cruising needs? Let's look at some of the options. RS Sailing Dinghies offer a diverse range of options suitable for dinghy cruising, providing sailors and rail versatile vessels for exploring coastal waters and inland lakes. RS Sailing is a renowned manufacturer of high-performance sailboats, catering to a wide range of sailing disciplines, including racing, recreational sailing, and cruising. Racing sailing dinghies are known for their innovative designs, quality constructions, and user-friendly features, making them popular choice among sailors of all skills level. RS Sailing Dinghies feature modern designs with sleek hulls and shape, efficient rigging systems, optimizing performance and handling in the water. RS dinghies are designed to be versatile, capable of handling a variety of sailing conditions and activities. Whether you're cruising along the coast, racing around buoys, or teaching beginners the basics of sailing, RS dinghies offer a platform that can adapt to different sailing needs. Many RS dinghies are designed with stability and safety in mind, featuring buoyant oil, self-draining cockpits, and durable construction materials that ensures a secure and comfortable sailing experience. RS dinghies are known for their user-friendly rigging system and intuitive controls, making them easy to rig, launch, and sail for sailors of all experience levels. As mentioned, they offer a different range of dinghies in various sizes and models, allowing you to choose a vessel that suits your specific needs and preferences. From single-headed boats like the RS Aero to larger dinghies like the RS Venture, there's definitely one for you. So they're well-suited for coastal cruising adventures, allowing you to explore scenic coastlines, sheltered bays, and remote anchorage with ease. Their lightweight construction and maneuverable design make them ideal for navigating shallow waters and exploring hidden coves. While small RS dinghy also may lack onboard accommodation, it can still be used for weekend getaways with some creative planning. Many sailors outfit their dinghies with camping gears, coolers, storage solutions to extend your cruising range and enjoy overnight trips. Some RS dinghies, like the RS Venture, are designed specifically for family cruising with spacious cockpits, stable halls, and optional seating configurations to accommodate multiple passengers. These boats are perfect for leisurely cruises with family and friends, providing ample space for everyone to relax and enjoy the journey. Overall, RS Sailing Dinghies offer a versatile and reliable option for dinghy cruising, combining performance, comfort, and convenience in a compact and manageable package. Now let's look at some of the more classic dinghies. We'll start with the Wayfarer, which is a classic and reliable choice for dinghy cruising. With its generous cockpit, space, and sturdy construction, the Wayfarer is well suited for exploring coastal waters and embarking on multi-day adventures. But how does it handle in different sailing conditions? And what are its unique features that sets it apart from other dinghy options? Let's take a closer look. The Wayfarer is a popular sailing dinghy designed by Ian Proctor in the 1950s. Known for its stability, spaciousness, and all-around capabilities. The Wayfarer has become a favorite among sailors for both racing and cruising. Its robust construction and adaptable design make it an ideal choice for exploring coastal waters and inland lakes. Some of its feature and characteristics are that the Wayfarer is renowned for stability and seaworthiness, making it suitable for a wide range of sailing conditions. Its sturdy hull and generous beam provide excellent stability, allowing sailors to venture confidently into open water and handle choppy seas with ease. The Wayfarer also features a spacious cockpit that can comfortably accommodate multiple passengers, making it ideal for family cruising or sailing with friends. The large cockpit offers plenty of room to move around and relax during longer cruises, and can also be converted into a sleeping area for overnight trips. The Wayfarer can be rigged with a variety of sail configurations, including mainsail only, mainsail with jib, or mainsail with genoa. This versatility allows sailors to tailor their rig setup to suit their cruising preferences and sailing conditions, whether they're cruising in light winds or powering through strong gusts. Despite its size, the Wayfarer is relatively easy to handle both on and off the water. Its simple rigging and responsive handling make it accessible to sailors of all experience levels, from beginners to seasoned veterans. With a bit of practice, sailors can quickly master the art of sailing the Wayfarer and embark on their own cruising adventures with confidence. The Wayfarer is also trailable and launchable. It's allowing sailors to explore different sailing destinations without the need for permanent mooring or slip. Its lightweight construction and manageable size make it easy to tow behind a vehicle and launch from a boat ramp or beach, opening up a world of cruising possibilities. The Wayfarer is well suited for coastal cruising adventures, allowing sailors to explore rugged coastlines, picturesque harbors, and remote anchorages. Its seaworthy design and spacious cockpit make it comfortable for longer trips along the coast, where sailors can soak in the scenery and enjoy the freedom of sailing. In addition to coastal cruising, the Wayfarer is also popular for cruising on inland lakes and waterways. Its shallow drafts allows it to navigate shallow channels and explore hidden coves, while its stable hull provides a secure platform for leisurely cruise and picnics on the water. With its spacious cockpit and overnight accommodations, the Wayfarer is perfect for weekend getaways with family and friends. Sailors can pack camping gear, provisions, and bedding onto the Wayfarer and set off for an overnight adventure, spending the night under the stars and waking up to the sound of lapping waves. Overall, the Wayfarer offers an excellent combination of stability, versatility, and comfort for dinghy cruising adventures. Whether you're exploring coastal waters, inland lakes, or secluded coves, the Wayfarer is ready to take you on your next sailing journey. As many examples, Frank Dye is a well-known sailor. He's gained fame for his daring adventures and voyages aboard his Wayfarer, named Wanderer. He completed several remarkable cruises, Scotland to Iceland in 1963, with his crewmate Margaret Dye, his wife. Also to Scotland to Norway in 1964. Scotland to Faroe Islands, 1966. All kinds of various conditions, rock coastline, treacherous water, enduring unpredictable weather conditions, but it successfully reached their destinations after several weeks at sea. That's pretty ballsy. He's also cruised most of the east coast of North America on his Wayfarer in different years. It's a great example of what a Wayfarer can do for dinghy cruising.
In North America, the Wayfarer can be found as the CL-16. So basically, the CL-16 is a development of Proctor's 1957 Wayfarer design, and it is identical in dimension and shape, with differences only in interior details. Proctor himself considers it an authorized copy, but at least they're very easy to find. I know in Canada, definitely, for very cheaply, $1,000 or so.
Okay, next stop, we have the Gull. A lightweight and nimble dinghy that's perfect for single-handed sailing and day cruising. With its simple rigging and responsive handling, the Gull is ideal for beginners and experienced sailors. But does its compact size limit its capabilities for longer cruising trips? Let's examine the pros and cons. The Gull is a versatile and accessible dinghy that's well-suited for dinghy cruising adventures, especially for beginners and those looking for a straightforward sailing experience. Here's an overview of the Gull as an option for dinghy cruising and some of its features and characteristics. The Gull is known for its stability and forgiveness underwater, making it a confidence-inspiring boat for novice sailors. Its broad beam and flat bottom provide excellent stability, allowing sailors to feel secure and comfortable while learning the ropes of sailing. The Gull features a simple rigging setup and straightforward controls, making it easy to rig, launch, and sail for sailors of all experience levels. Its uncomplicated design minimizes the learning curve for beginners, allowing them to focus on enjoying a sailing experience rather than grappling with complex rigging systems. The Gull boasts a spacious cockpit that can comfortably accommodate multiple passengers, making it an excellent option for family sailing or cruising with friends. The generous cockpit space allows sailors to stretch out and relax during leisurely cruise, picnics on the water, or sunset sails. The Gull is also built to last, with a robust construction that can withstand the rigors of regular use and occasional bumps and scrapes. Its fiberglass hull is sturdy and resilient, making it suitable for sailing in a variety of conditions from calm lakes to moderate coastal waters. The Gull is lightweight and trailerable, allowing sailors to easily transport it to different sailing locations and launch it from boat ramps or beaches. Its manageable size and weight make it convenient to tow beyond a car and launch without the need for specialized equipment or facilities. How is the Gull for dinghy cruising, you ask? Well, the Gull is perfect for leisurely days on inland lakes, rivers, and sheltered bays. Its stable and forgiving nature makes it an excellent choice for relaxed cruising, allowing sailors to explore scenic waterways and enjoy the serenity of nature. With its spacious cockpit and user-friendly design, the Gull is ideal for family adventures on the water. Parents can introduce their children to the joys of sailing in a safe and comfortable environment, fostering a love of the outdoors and a sense of adventure from a young age. While lacking the onboard accommodations of larger cruising boats, the Gull can still be used for weekend getaways with some creative planning. Sailors can pack camping gear, provisions, and bedding into their Gull and set off for overnight trips to nearby islands or secluded anchorages, enjoying the simplicity and freedom of life on the water. Overall, the Gull offers an accessible, enjoyable option for dinghy cruising, providing sailors with a reliable and versatile platform for exploring the wonders of the natural world under sail. Whether you're embarking on a solo adventure or sharing the experience with family and friends, the Gull is easy and ready to take you on unforgettable sailing journeys. Moving out to the Enterprise, a popular dinghy choice for cruising and racing enthusiasts. With its sleek design and performance-oriented rigging, the Enterprise offers a thrilling sailing experience for adventurers of all skill levels. But how does it fare as a dinghy cruiser, and what are its standout features that make it a contender in the dinghy market? Let's delve deeper into its specifications. The Enterprise is a classic sailing dinghy designed by Jack Holt in the 1950s. Known for its simplicity, stability, and ease of handling, the Enterprise has become a popular choice for boat racing and recreational sailing. Its durable construction, spacious cockpit, and forgiving nature make it well-suited for cruising on inland lakes, sheltered bays, and coastal waters. Let's look at some of its features and characteristics. The Enterprise is prized for its stability and forgiving nature underwater, making it an ideal platform for sailors of all skill levels. Its broad beam and flat bottom provide excellent stability, allowing sailors to feel confident and secure while cruising in a variety of conditions. Enterprise features a spacious cockpit that can comfortably accommodate multiple passengers, making it an excellent choice for family cruising or sailing with friends. The generous cockpit space allows sailors to stretch out and relax during leisurely cruises, picnics on water, or overnight trips. The Enterprise is designed for ease of rigging and handling, with a straightforward rigging setup and intuitive controls. Its uncomplicated design minimizes the learning curve for beginners, allowing them to quickly master the basics of sailing and embark on their cruising adventures with confidence. The Enterprise is built to withstand the rigors of regular use and occasional bumps and scrapes. Its fiberglass hull is sturdy and resilient, making it suitable for sailing in a variety of conditions from calm lakes to moderate coastal waters. The Enterprise is lightweight and trailerable, allowing sailors to transport it to different sailing locations and launch it from boat ramps or beaches. Its manageable size and weight makes it convenient to tow behind a car and launch without the need for specialized equipment and facilities. Now, dinghy cruising with the Enterprise is perfect for leisurely day sail or on inland lakes, rivers, and sheltered bays. Its stable and forgiving nature makes it an excellent choice for relaxed cruising, allowing sailors to experience scenic waterways and enjoy the tranquility of nature under sail. With its spacious cockpit and user-friendly design, the Enterprise is ideal for family adventures on the water. Same way, the parents can also introduce their children to the joys of sailing in a safe and comfortable environment, which would, again, foster a love of outdoors and a sense of adventure. Like all the other ones, it's lacking in the onboard accommodations of larger boats, but it can still be used for weekend getaways with some creative planning. Sailors can pack camping gear provisions and bedding up to the Enterprise and set off for overnight trips to nearby islands or secluded anchorages, enjoying the simplicity and freedom of life underwater. Overall, the Enterprise is a versatile, enjoyable option for dinghy cruising, providing sailors with a reliable and adaptable platform for exploring the wonders of the natural world under sail. Next, we have the Wanderer, the smaller cousin of the Wayfarer.
And as you would have guessed, in North America, the equivalent is the Sea-Hell 14.
It's also a spacious and stable dinghy, designed for family cruising and recreational sailing. It also has a roomy cockpit and a forgiving all design. Wanderer is perfect for sailors looking to share their love of the water with friends and loved ones. But does its size and weight poses any challenge for solo sailors and smaller crews? Let's weigh the pros and cons. The Wanderer, also a classic sailing dinghy designed by Ian Proctor in the 1950s, is renowned for its stability, spaciousness, and all-around capabilities, making it an ideal choice for sailors seeking a comfortable and reliable vessel for cruising. The Wanderer's sturdy construction and adaptable design have made it a popular choice for both recreational sailing and cruising. Let's look at some of its features and characteristics. The Wanderer is known for its stability and seaworthiness, making it well-suited for cruising in a variety of conditions. Again, it also has a wide beam and robust construction, provide excellent stability, allowing sailors to venture confidently into open waters and handle choppy seas with ease. Wanderer features a spacious cockpit that can comfortably accommodate multiple passengers, making it ideal for family cruising or sailing with friends. The large cockpit offers plenty of room to move around and relax during longer cruises. It can also be converted into a sleeping area for overnight trips. The Wanderer can also be rigged with a variety of sail configurations, including mainsail only, mainsail with jib, or mainsail with genoa. This versatility allows sailors to tailor their rig to suit their cruising preferences and sailing conditions, so whether you're cruising in light air or a true powerful gust. Despite its size, the Wanderer is relatively easy to handle both on and off the water. Its simple rigging and responsive handling make it accessible to sailors of all experience levels, from beginners to seasoned veterans. With a bit of practice, sailors can quickly master the art of sailing the Wanderer and embark on their cruising adventure with confidence. The Wanderer is lightweight and trailerable, allowing sailors to easily transport it to different sailing locations and launch it from boat ramps and beaches. Its manageable size and weight makes it convenient to tow behind a car or launch without the need of a specialized equipment or facilities. As far as dinghy cruising, it is well suited for coastal cruising adventures, so you can explore rugged coastlines, picturesque harbors, or remote anchorages. Its seaworthy design and spacious cockpit make it comfortable for longer trips along the coast, where sailors can soak in the scenery and enjoy the freedom of sailing. In addition to coastal cruising, the Wanderer is also popular for cruising on inland lakes and waterways. Because of its shallow drafts, it allows it to navigate shallow channels and explore hidden coves, while its stable hull provides a secure platform for leisurely cruise and picnics on the water. With its spacious cockpit and overnight accommodations, the Wanderer is perfect for weekend getaways with family and friends. Again, you pack your gear, provisions, and bedding, and you can set off for overnight adventure. You can spend a night under the stars, waking up to the sound of lapping waves. So the Wanderer offers an excellent choice of stability, versatility, and comfort for dinghy cruising adventures. Whether exploring coastal waters, inland lakes, or secluded coves, the Wanderer is ready to take you on your next sailing journey. I just want to highlight some of the difference between the Wayfarer and the Wanderer. So the Wanderer is often favored for family cruising and leisurely sailing due to its spacious cockpit and stable design. It's well suited for accommodating multiple passenger and overnight trips with camping gear. On the other hand, the Wayfarers may be more geared towards adventure sailing and longer expeditions with its versatile rigging options and a reputation for seaworthiness, as you saw Frank die crossing long, long journeys across the ocean. And there you have it, sailors. A comprehensive review of popular open dinghy options for dinghy cruising. Whether you're drawn to the versatility of the Wayfarer, the nimbleness of the Gull, the performance of the Enterprise, or the spaciousness of the Wanderer, there's a dinghy out there waiting to take you on your next adventure. In our next episode, we'll cover dinghies with a closed cabin, some dinghies with shelter options. As always, we want to hear from you, our loyal listeners. Join the conversation by connecting with us on our Facebook group, Nano Cruising, or visit our website at nanocruising.com, where you can also subscribe to our mailing list to be notified about upcoming episodes. If you liked this podcast, also don't forget to tell your friends. I appreciate the help in making our podcast grow. And finally, share your own dinghy cruising stories. Provide feedback on the podcast and help us steer the course for future episodes of Nano Cruising. Also, if you have some salty stories and would like to share them, feel free to reach out, and who knows, your story could even be featured in an upcoming episode. I'm your Nano Cruising host, Stefan Marceau. Until next time, seize your own adventure.